This week's parsha is Parshas Vatzchanam. The Torah tells us in Perek Daled, Pasuk Tes. Hakishomer l'chol shmur nafshecha mol pentishka chasadvorim asheru einecho fen yosurum lovavko kol imecho yecho hodatam l'vanecha l'vnei v'necho yom asher marzal smei Hashem l'chach b'chor v'emor Hashem elai hakeli es ha'om ashmiyem es divarai sheyimdun l'yur osi כל היומים אשר הם חיים על אדמות וספניהם ילמדו. So this is the mitzvah of Hodatam Levanecha Levnei Vanecha. And what is this idea? So the Ramban al Torah in page 6 and 7 writes, הנה קודם שיקי הדיברוס שנאמרו שם היסייר במצווס לא עושה ששלו נשכח דובר מן המים מראו. In other words, we have to remember not only the mitzvahs of the Torah, but remember the whole event of Maimon Har Sinai. That's the Hodatam V'necha Goyim V'necha Yom Asher Marta. Shelo Nishkach Dover min ha'mayim min ha'hu v'lona sirenu mi libeinu l'doros olam. V'tziva b'mitzvah z'eshe sh'enodo l'chol z'areinu midor l'dor chol ma'asha yasham v'riyu v'shmiya. And then he goes on, and so this is, the Ramban says this is a mitzvah z'eshe, v'odatam l'vanecha l'vnei v'necha, mitzvah z'eshe to b'zocher mayim min har Sinai. Then he says, "Vatoelas b'mitzvah zos gedolim ma'ochim hayu divrei Torah by me'leinu b'vim Moshe b'vad." In other words, if we didn't have a Maimon Har Sinai, just one day Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the people and said, "You know, last night HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me the Torah, but it was only based on Moshe Rabbeinu." Avol pishin in the buwaso in this amsa ve'osos mofsim. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu his nevuah was had credibility because he had also Zmovsim, but in Yochum b'kibayin novi ocholim chalom b'tzaveinu b'hevich min haTorah b'tein leino osumofis. But say another novi would tell us the opposite, that we chas v'shalom we shouldn't eat kosher, we shouldn't do this, and he has an osumofsim. It's going to cause a big confusion because it'll be this novi against that novi. He can't say sofik b'leiv anoshim v'al kshech tagia ileinu haTorah v'pi hagvur los leinu v'ineinu haros. But if we got the Torah directly from Hashem, the Einenu Haros, and Ein Sham Emtsoi, it was directly Nachish Kol Cholek V'Kol Misapek. Whereas anybody who's going to cause any statement that's contrary to what we heard on Har Sinai will know that it can't be true. So Mevela, this way, Gam Chayamim Lo Olam, and that's why it had to be done in that way. So it's very important that we have this mitzvah. And it's interesting that on page 3, the Torah says, "Es hadvar v'ayilo diber Hashem al kol kalchem bahar mitoch ha'esh anon v'arafel kol gadol v'lo yosef v'ichtavei mal shnei luchas avonim v'idnei melai." And there, Targum Unkelus says, Kol Rav Velo Pesach. And that's how Rashi quotes it. B'Tagmina Velo Pesach. Lo Yosef means, in other words, whatever, the call of Maimon Har Sinai never stopped. So we have to understand what does that mean. And furthermore, there seemed to have been a disagreement between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. It says here on page 4, "Vata lama namus kisulchleim ha'esh ha'gdol ha'zos im yosim v'nachdol shmo ha'skol Hashem ha'vokeinu od v'masnu." Because we can't take it anymore, Klal Yisrael is saying. If we're going to continue hearing the Torah from Hashem, it's going to be too overbearing. "Ki micho bosa she'shoma kol ha'okim ha'yim medaber mitoch ha'esh kamonu v'yechi." Who could, in other words, bear such you know, hearing the Torah from Hashem so much, and still be able to stay alive. It's just too overbearing. So now they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Krav atah u'shema eskol asher yomar Hashem Elokeinu. Va'at edaber eleinu. That we want to hear it from you. Eskol asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu elech v'shemanu v'asinu. And then Vayishma Hashem is called Divrechem, he heard them. Vayom Hashem Elai Shamati is called Divrei Amazeh, Asher Dibru, Heitiv Kol Asher Diberu, they're right. Mi Tei Ve'el Ovolam Zem Lirosi, Udishmar Kol Shusai, Kol Yomim, Lan Yitev Lehem, Lehem Olehem. So Hashem said they're right. So what was this question of this discussion of whether they should hear it from Bnei Yisrael wants to hear it from Moshe. Moshe says they should hear from Hashem. So what's the idea here? And we know also the Gemara says in Brachas on page 8. That it has to be Be'im of Yira, just like at Har Sinai. So too, when we learn Torah, it's the aim of a year of Reses of Aziyah. Now, if you look here on page 10, so the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol dibur v'dibur, Gemara in Shabbos, pei chesam and beis, kol dibur v'dibur, sheyotza mipi chadosh baruch hu, yotza neshmosam shal Yisrael. That every dibur they said when Hashem spoke, like Klal Yisrael, like Kviyachol died, not Yotza Neshmasim. Shenem Nafshi Yotza B'dabro, right? That's the pasuk here in Shir Hashirim, on page 9. Nafshi Yotza B'dabro B'kashtiu V'lo Mitzasiu. So Miyachashed M'dibur Rishon Yotza Neshmasim Dibur Shein Hechibul. So understand, if Yotzei Neshmasim and Dibur Rishon, so then they were dead already. So what? No. So the Gemara says, "Hori Tal She'osil." There was a Tal that reinvigorated them. Tal Tchia. Hori Tal She'osil Lachayos Bo Mesim. Techi Osam Shenem Ageshem Nidvos Tadif Olkim Nachloscha Dil Hata Konanta. So the Sfasem is asking Kasha, why does Hashem have to give the Torah this way? That every dibur, they're gonna like lose it. They're gonna like yotza nishmasan. That's a very strange way of giving the Torah, right? Well, what was the purpose of that method of giving the Torah? Then Sfasemus quotes another Gemara in Shabbos on Yudav Beis on page 11. It says like this: Rav Chista have a nokat biyode tarte matanta de Torah. So he said, so Rav Chista had two matanos of birds. Amar kol man da'osiv amali shmeitza chadza mishmei the Rav. Whoever's going to give me a chiddush from Rav, yehivnele nihale. I'm going to give him, you know, from the birds as a prize.
I'm sorry, matanta b'tor means what? Doesn't
that
mean from the
Knox?
Is that right?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Matad the Torah, you're right. I said it wrong. You're right. I said it correctly.
He has the
Madnos Kuna. He has the Matanos of, you know, the Zror Lachayayim. So he says, whoever, so he had it, Rav Chista, like Rabbi Goldstein said, he's a Kohen. They said, but if anyone, so I have all these Matanos, good pieces of meat, whoever tells me a Chiddush from Rav, I'll give him a present. I'll give him some of the meat. So I'm like Rabbi Bar Machzir. Hachi Amar Rav. I know some matan l'chaver tzarich le'adiyo shenemar madaski ani Hashem mekadishim. Even so, he said the thing from Rav that if you give somebody a present, you have to let him know that you gave him the present. Like Hashem says, Ladaski ani Hashem. I gave it to him. Hashem, I gave it to you. So he gave him the piece of meat. Amar Chaviv Lecha Shmaisin the Rav Kulehai. So he said, well, you're so into Rav's Divrei Torah? Why are you so into Rav's Divrei Torah? You're willing to give such big presents? Amalei in, Amalei Hainu de Omer Rav, Milsa al Bishayu Yakira. Rashi says, Mi'il Dom of Yikorim. Whereas if you have a certain coat that you normally wear, so you're willing to pay a lot of money to have that coat. If you lost it, you want to get a new one, to have that coat. Because something you're rugged is special to you. So Kolomar, Rashi says, "Lefi shatat talmido shel Rav, rugged b'shmulosav, atam mechazer achareim." That since you're a talmid of Rav, so you're rugged in his Torah, so it's chaviv to you. So therefore, you're willing to give a lot to get more Torah from Rav. Okay, so basically. We have to go now to the Svasemis, because he asked the Kasha, why was it that you needed this idea of Yotza Nishmosim? The funny way of giving the Torah, and what was the significance of that? So the Svasemis says, and then what was the whole debate between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, whether they should hear the Torah from Hashem, or whether they should hear the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Svasemis says, Mitzvah, page 13, this is Chiyus Matan Torah Shadarshu Chazal Ma'al Olam Rezid V'ziyah Perish HaHekish Shebkocha Adam Olidei HaZchir V'Vishtokos L'Dveikos HaTorah Yochol L'Orer Hislavus. A person thinks about Matan Torah, he can give him Hislavus. They'll see if Kol Godov Yosef B'Tagimin Lo Pasa. In other words, any time that you have a sifa and it reminds you of Maimon HaSinai, so you link back to that Maimon HaSinai. Kol esfasas kol echad kol sonosim kol sonosim lavodas bor yusparach avsheinu yochol kai befol restes of ziyah kumum HaSinai afo pike nachana hase yochol bnei Yisrael odoros. Oh, so now he asked the question. This is the question. Why do we have to be that way? Page 14. Ilama hayat sarich habori yisbarach lasei sator ba'ofen azeh shiyotzom nishmosom shel Yisrael halo habori yisbarach lo yipolei menu kol dover. Hashem could have given the Torah in a different way. You don't have to give it in such a strange way that yotzom nishmosom. Yochol odabim b'nei Yisrael ba'ofen tivi gamkein ki hu kol yochol. Aval rotzo laharos l'doros yi efso l'skarve l'torach l'dei mesiris nefesh. First thing he wants to teach us is Yotza Nishmasan, that anything in Torah, though to Mekayim, you need Mesiras Nefesh. No, it's not always going to be easy. Sometimes you have to go out of your way. And that's why the mitzvahs of Torah were given Yotza Nishmasan. Because that's Mesiras Nefesh. How do they Mesiras Nefesh? Echad Amar Bevechad Amamit. Pima Shabokhim Bidakhi Avoseinu Chafetzel Musa Nafsham Okay, so that's what. So therefore, so any time we do something to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, we're reinvigorating Maimon HaSinai, because that was the lesson of Maimon HaSinai. Yatzon Nishmasa. Reenacting, reinvigorating, same idea. One second. Oh, b'nei Moshe Rabbeinu mechaver amim as harasina of Bnei Yisrael, ki mi goy gadol v'chol yipolei ki Moshe Rabbeinu ha'isa shechina b'damez b'toch grono Bnei Yisrael shom pachas dibar. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved Maimon HaSinai. But l'chora, you would think just the opposite, because Moshe Rabbeinu with the shechina was b'damez b'toch grono. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing Torah from Hashem was a constant thing. Because any time he spoke, it was really Hashem speaking. Klal Yisrael Fakir. They only heard it one time, in Maimon Har Sinai. So you think they wouldn't be so willing to forego that, because it's something new. Usually something new, you don't forego, because it's new. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was an old thing. Because the Shechinah was of Derech Nitzach Grono. And he says, Ha'em ez es simon muvak. So he says like this. Ha'em ez es simon muvak. Mishen itosav lo b'chol eis yoser cheshek v'rotu v'ava la Torah o'dei rov his haskus ba. Hu simon shalom ed l'shma b'emes. Whereas, if you are learning l'shma, and you constantly have a ratzon to hear more, to learn more Torah, that shows that what? That you're learning Torah l'shma. And that's the same thing with the Gemara, that the coat you used to, you'll pay a lot of money to have that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was learning Torah l'shma. So even though he heard the Torah constantly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he still wanted to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives you the Medrash and Parshas Vayichi, that the fish in the ocean, they have all the water in the world. But if it's raining, there's a little drop, they'll jump up to try to get that drop. Ah, they have all the water in the world. What's that drop going to hit? Because you don't want to miss anything. Milsa, the Alba Shei Yakira.
I mentioned something from Gifter now.
One second. Oh. So in a second, okay. Ve'efshir shazeh ya machlokas b'nei Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. So Pachal Yisrael said, if we hear a little bit more, we're going to collapse. Why? Shirushal deze yavah adavel regilus v'yiplum islava shalhem. Because we're afraid we're going to get regilus. And the answer is, that based on their madrega, page 15, haya emes divrayim. Taka, they were right, based on their madrega, because they weren't on the greatest madrega. So according to their madrega, if they would hear too much, it would start, even though they just heard for the first time, if they're going to hear too much, it's going to be old hat. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's on the high madrega of Lishma, even though he heard so much, he'll never dry out. He'll never want to say, I want to hear from someone else. He's going to shmoch imam. Moshe Rabbeinu k'fi madrega also, yoda shekol ma shashom mi yoser, yisraba yislavus yoser. And that's what Yisrael Rebbe say, that we have to reach the madrega, that there's no such thing as it's boring, it's because we're so dovik in Torah, like madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, so the more we hear, the more we want to hear more. As opposed to Klal Yisrael, who weren't on the madrega, we're saying, if we're going to hear, you know, okay, we heard. If we're going to hear more, it's going to wear out. It's going to, you know. And that's the idea. That's why Klal Yisrael were right according to their madrega. He's saying, according to Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, not. But according to their madrega, they were right. And that's what. So those are the two things that the Sfasema says in this place. One thing he says is that he needed Yotzon Nishmoson, because you have to know that Torah requires Mesiras Nefesh. It's not just you're always easy. You got to sometimes, you know, give something for a Torah. And the other thing is that if you're learning Torah Lishma, then you're never gonna say, oh, it's not interesting, it's enough. You'll keep wanting to have more and more and more. And then, yeah, what did you want to say for?
Before the Gifter, who studied here when he was 17,
yes,
he went to Tells in Europe. So Rosh Hashiva there, I don't know, was Rebellion Mayor Block maybe? So he would give a shiur in the town once a week. And Rav Gifter, he didn't go to the shiur. And so he would always say that he was very young when this took place. Rosh Hashiva said, how come you not come to my shiur? So Rav Gifter said, I feel like I benefit more from being here in the base medrash. In other words, like he would give that shiur for the townspeople. So the Rosh Hashiva said, Mel Tal Bishayo Yakira. Like the words of the Rosh Hashiva should be precious to you. So Rav Gifter always said, like, he was very young when he responded to the Rosh Hashiva that way, but it, like, illustrates the idea of, like, Me'al Tal Bishaya Kira, like, the garment is, like, precious for the person, the Talmud. In other words, the Talmud always appreciates the words of his Rebbe,
right.
And so he should have gone to the...
That's what the Rebbe said to Rav Gifter.
Yeah, yeah.
He says...
Yeah, Me'al Tal Bishaya.
Yeah. He quoted that same Gemara.
Can I mention something else or not?
Yeah, let me just finish.
Okay, sure.
Okay, then there's another piece in the Sfas Emes here on page 16. Pesach says, "It's Adroim Ha'ela Dibar Hashem El Kol Kahalcha." Kol Miutar Lachor. What do you mean? What does it say? Adroim Ha'ela Dibar Hashem El Kol Kahalcha. Just say El Kol El Kahalcha. Kol Miutar Lachor. Yesh Lomar Kol Kihila Shem Asim B'nei Tzol Tamid. Asoy Yoshvim Yesh B'neim Divrei Torah Shchina Shor B'neim. Kol Zeh Ba B'Shas Mad Torah. In other words, don't think it was only this one time, Maimon Har Sinai. But Kol Kalkim, whenever you have a Rasifa that's for Torah and your Shemayim, that it's also going to have a special effect. Kol Zabab B'Shas Mad Torah, Kibbo Shemayim Hakel Atam. Hezachar Varosh, Kol Tassu Shemayim, Dor Yechol Ori Osam Hadvarim. And that's the Pshat, Kol Godav Lo Yosef. Because if there's any time we have a sifa for Torah, that's a kol kalkim, that's a maimon har Sinai, and that's the idea that it's the Sfas Emes says in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah, page 19. Hey beis chabeis vad lachachomim v'masavik v'faragleim avishosa b'tom ez divreim. And the Sfas Emes here says on page 20, the Yishlom HaPer She'im Orovim Kol Kach at Shehu Misabek HaSofa L'Skaber Bavlo Shev Yishna B'Tzom Magam King Ke'echa Gora Chaveiro L'Samis V'yosa Ke'en Milsa Al Bishani Yikira Yishma Umam Kmo Yishain. There was the Shosa B'Tzoma, because if you have that Dveikus B'Torah, then you're not going to say, oh, I had enough. You're going to drink it with thirst. Because Milsa Al Bishayahu Yakira. And that's the Yisod that we see by Maimon Har Sinai. The Moshe Rabbeinu could have heard Maimon Har Sinai a million times over, even though, because he heard it already. Shekhinah with the Beresh Mitoch Grono, but it never got tired. And the other people weren't at the Madrega. So we have to be zoicha to that madrega of Torah Lishma, of really Chesaskus B'Torah, and then it'll never end. That's called Kol Kalchem. Not only that one time. It reminds me of what Or Chaim says. Or Chaim HaKadosh makes a famous comment. He says when the sea split at Kriyas Yamsuf, that wasn't a one time event. That was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria that Teva will be Meshubad to the Amalei Torah. So when the sea split for Pinchas Ben Yair and Gemara Chulin, when he was going to Dom Pidyon Shvuyim, that was the same miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. It wasn't that, it was one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Teva, the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Teva by Matan Torah. Whenever people come together and have a Sifa L'Shem Shemayim, that will have the same Masoros as Matan Torah. And then I in my Sefer, in my Baruch, I wrote, this originally was written in the Sefer Yikar D'Chaim, the Zecha Nishmas Rav Golda Zatzal, where, I remember, in Iyar Tavshin Nun, so it was like a day or two after the Siyam Hashas of Daf Yomi, and Rav Golda was in America at the time, and he attended the Siyam Hashas in Madison Square Garden, and a day or two after, we met with him in the old building in one of the classrooms, and he said that he wanted to say over something that he heard from Rav El Yisvei at the Siyam Hashas that he was very misragish from. And Rav El Yisvei said over from Rav Aaron Kotler, he said, how come there's no special mitzvah for Shavuos? Right? We don't have any special mitzvah for Shavuos. We have a mitzvah for Sukkot, we have to build a sukkah, a Pesach, we have the matzah, we don't have a special mitzvah. There's no special mitzvah. So Rav Aaron Kotler responded, because when do you need a special mitzvah? If you don't have the real thing, we don't have the Anon Yaakovit. So we don't have the sukkahs mamish that they had there, the Anon Yaakovit. So we do something to remind us of the original. Well, we don't have the matzahs that they had. But the Torah is called Godav Lo Yosef. It's the same maimed that they had then, is what we have now. So we don't have to have a mitzvah to remind us of the real McCoy, because we have the real McCoy. And that's exactly what the Sfas Emes says. Kol Kalchem. not only the Asifa at the time of Mamre Har Sinai, but every special Asifa Ladoros is also going to have that. That was so he liked that a lot. So he said that over to us in Iyar Tavshin Nun. Yeah, so that was 28 years ago that he said that over. So what happened was they put a Sefer Zikaron for his memory. So I wrote this Maimon Chashivas HaTorah, and it was printed in that Sefer. And I came out with Imre Baruch. So in the Parshas B'chukosai, to you, I'm mailing the Torah. I wanted to I reprinted that idea over here as well, and that was. That's what I said. Then the other thing he always liked to say, Rav Goldberg, on page 22, that Talmud Shagolam Megalim Rabu Imo. Right, if Talmud has to go to Yer Miklat, the Rebbe goes with him. Because it says, Nasa Lachas Harim Orim Ha'el V'chai. So he needs Chiyas. So the Rosh Yeshiva would ask Akash, I understand. In the Yer Miklat and Ariel Levim, they didn't have Rebbeim there. What does his Rebbe have to go? So Zmanish fits into what we said, Milsi Akira Albashay. But the Rebbe that you normally have, he's the Rebbe you're used to. So that Rebbe, you're going to learn better from. So Mamela, and that's called Vachai. In other words, the difference between learning a little bit less, or qualitative or quantitative, versus learning more, is the difference between Mis and Chayim. That's what he always said. That's why Vachai. It's only Chai if you get the Rebbe that you're used to. And that's... That's the assault. So therefore, that was the assault that he would always because Karen Bianda, Elul would be Shaparsha Shoftim. He would speak about Mishnah Pirkei Avos have a gola lemokum Torah, and you know. Being going to yeshiva is like Gola Mokum Torah, and he would have a whole thing about that. So this is some of the things that I put it. So this all works in good with the Sfas Emes, because the Sfas Emes has the same idea of Kol Kalchem, and it's also the idea that you know Yotzei Nishmasim, that meaning you have to give up something. You have to give up something. That's the so you have to remember. The Maimon Har Sinai, because the Maimon Har Sinai was with Mesiras Nefesh. It was Mesiras Nefesh. And what else was it? And there's also, it was Yotzim Nishmoson, and it was the idea that Klal Yisrael said enough versus not. And I'll tell you one more thing that I didn't put in this packet from Rav Shol Brach. I said this over in the past. Rav Shol Brach in one of his Sfarim, not in the Bios Poker, in another Sefer. Forget the name. So he says a beautiful idea. He says, you would think Maimon Har Sinai, that special day, the whole world was waiting for that day, right? The whole Bria was waiting for that day. So you think that would be like the perfect weather, sun shining bright. And then you read the Chumash, you know, it's a cloudy day, it's raining, you know, like. So he says, because the Pshat is Divrei Torah, has to be cloudy, because it's cloudy. That means I have to work to understand it. It's not like so crystal clear from the beginning, and that's the idea of the anon of Arafel. You work at it, and then you get the clarity. As opposed to if it would have been a shiny day, you wouldn't have had that idea. So that's what Rav Shol Brach writes in one of his Sfarim. That's why av anon, you know, and all these things, and that's the. That's the idea. That's what Goldberg said from Avraham Cutler. It was called Godol Yosef Lo Pasach because it's the same. Maimon Har Sinai never ended. That's what the Sfas Emes says. It never ended. Kol Kalchem. And these are some of the beautiful ideas that we could derive from Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, so Ben Hashem, next week we'll see 50% of the. It's not going to be us, so we waited until we had it right.
Thank you both.
Do you want to say another thing? Goldstein?
Do you want me to record it? This was from Rabatru, but it's just like, we had about the drops of rain coming down. So he quoted from Rabbi Rukin Gurella, who was one of his name,
Rabatru.
So I don't know, he was saying how, this is a little bit of a story, like Gurella had a shul in the Bronx. So, like, the people would, like, be so eager for the Kiddush, and he thought it was like the Gemara, like the Medrash says, how the fish are eating the rainy and wet. They said they have all the food at home, but they're still running to the Kiddush. It's like the rain comes, the raindrops come down. But that's the only thing.
Okay, very good.